that in 2017 there were actually more than 56,000 new and recurrent strokes. Now, that is one stroke every 9 minutes, which is good news, though. Here we've got 80% of strokes can be prevented. In 2017, there were more than 475,000 people living with the effects of stroke, and this is predicted to increase to 1 million by 2050. And around 30% of stroke survivors are of working age under the age of 65, all very distressing and concerning. And she's clearing her throat as she joins us right now, Alana Adams, clinical nurse in stroke services from the Department of Health. Thank you very much for joining us, Alana.
Good morning, Jenny, and thank you for having me.
It's a great pleasure. This is very concerning with the prediction of the increase to 1 million by 2050. It's because we're living longer, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, that's one of the causes, but also because there's so many risk factors for stroke. So, as you said, actually, every 9 minutes, someone in Australia is having a stroke, which is very concerning. And, yeah, but we can do things to prevent it. So, yeah.
That's what we want to hear. First of all, if you could explain to those that aren't aware, what, in fact, is a stroke exactly?
Yeah, so if we were describing stroke as a sudden loss of feeling and motion, as if struck by a thunderbolt, we would probably not be far from the truth. So stroke is a medical emergency, which is the type of injury to the brain caused by a sudden interruption in the blood flow, where the brain is unable to receive its oxygen and nutrients, which are so important. And this can happen either because there is an occlusion in the blood vessel caused by the blood clot, or buildup of a cholesterol or other fatty materials called the plaque, causing an ischemic stroke. Or if we are dealing with a hemorrhagic stroke, it means that the blood vessel in the brain burst, and usually it's caused by the high blood pressure or amyloid angiopathy, which is an abnormal protein deposition causing the blood vessel to be less elastic and prone to breakage. So it's a very important thing to remember that in fact, 80% of strokes are preventable, and stroke is not a heart attack, yeah, as a lot of people believe so. So we have to just remember stroke happens in the brain, not in the heart.
Yeah. Oh, that's rather frightening. And like you say, 80% can be prevented if it's happening, which is wonderful to know. Elena, can it happen at any age?
Yes, absolutely. Children have strokes, adolescents have stroke, older people get stroke, teenagers, anybody can have stroke.
And the main cause of this, would it be diet, lifestyle?
Yeah, you're right there, Jenny. So there are certain risk factors which will predispose us to have stroke. High blood pressure is one of them. Smoking is another. High blood cholesterol, uncontrolled diabetes, being overweight, poor diet and inactivity, atrial fibrillation, which is irregular heart rate, and excessive alcohol. And people usually, when I come to the last one during my stroke educations in the hospital, people just take it too lightly. They think, oh, I'm not a heavy drinker, I'm just having a drink or two. But when you actually ask exactly how much they drink, it's usually more than two standard drinks per day, which for wine, for example, is only 100 ml. And when you measure your glass, it's not that much there.
No, you're absolutely right, Alana, and it's something that really we have to be very, very mindful of. And there's a whole list of things that contribute to the risk of having a stroke. So when you look at the 80% preventable areas, would it be attending to those areas particularly that we don't fall into a trap?
Definitely. Just checking your blood pressure, checking your cholesterol, having healthy diet. So try to avoid the junk food, try to eat healthier and move. You know, movement is very important, the exercise.
That's interesting, because the cholesterol buildup can often be associated with heart problems as well, can't it?
Yes, it can cause both, yeah.
Okay, now there is what you call a fast test. This is a way for if we are an observer of somebody starting to react to a stroke, what we should be looking for. Can you tell us what that is?
Yeah, so the first sign, as we always look at, is F stands for face, yeah? So we look at someone's face. Did the mouth droop? Can they smile? Or is it more like a mask face? A stands for arms. So ask the person to lift both arms at the same time. When having a stroke, unfortunately, they won't be able to do it. Only one arm will come up.
Oh.
Yeah, and then the S is for speech. So Is their speech slurred? Can they talk to us? Do they understand us, what we're saying? Or are you speaking the same language and they can't really get what you're talking about? Mm-hmm. And of course, T is for time, as time is critical. If you notice any of the signs of stroke, call 000 immediately. And while waiting for ambulance, if the person is conscious, don't give them any drink or food. If weakness in any of the limbs is obvious, support it and don't pull when moving the person, as very easy to dislocate. And if the person is unconscious, of course, start CPR.
My goodness. Okay, let's say that that has been sort of diagnosed and you've got the ambulance there and taken them away. What is the rate or the percentage of them surviving this?
Yeah, so that's a hard one to say because a lot of people still die from strokes, and it depending which part of the brain the stroke happened, where it was, then depending how many of them will survive. So of course, when we're talking about age, unfortunately, the risk for not surviving a stroke will raise with age.
Oh, that is interesting, isn't it? It's rather scary. Okay, so it's very prevalent, and we really have to be a lot more mindful of it, don't we?
Definitely. Yeah. And you know, Jenny, I also think, because people talk, sometimes ask for treatments and things, and that's important. Of course, you get the treatments and the rehabilitation when you come to hospital. But another thing which is crucially important, I believe, is the support groups for stroke patients and their families. And while I'm here, if you don't mind, I would actually love to mention one of the fantastic groups we are having at Osborne Park Hospital, which happens to meet every last Thursday of each month, and where the stroke survivors and their loved ones can come and have a cuppa, receive support from the other fellow survivors and health professionals. And guys, if you want to RSVP your place here, please call Ted on 0499-950-682, and you'll find out the group is really for you because you get the support needed. A lot of people, unfortunately, feel not supported after stroke.
I was going to ask you about the recovery for people that, you know, that have to come to terms with how they are at the time, and mentally and physically. So the support would be really, really important. And that's actually at the Osborne Park Hospital, is it?
Yes, so we are at the Osborne Park Hospital in Stirling, yeah.
That is wonderful. Well, if anyone wants to know more about it, they can ring here and we'll pass that number on to them. Thank you very much, Elena. You're doing wonderful work there, and congratulations for all that you do. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Jenny, and may you all have a wonderful day and stay stroke-free.
We'll certainly work on that. Thank you. Elena Adams there, Clinical Nurse in Stroke Services, Department of Health. Yeah, that's interesting. The last Thursday in each month at the Osborne Park Hospital, and the number, I think she said his name was Ted, and it's 0499-950-682.